Call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Item two, Mr. Dunn.
Student recognition, we're going to change the order a little bit tonight and start off with Mr. Shaner from the high school, because in addition to the normal students of the month, we have some other students we would like to recognize for their achievement. One group that we would like to have here tonight is the girls' basketball team. They're participating in an all-star game this evening, so we will recognize them for their accomplishments at a board meeting in the future. So, Mr. Shaner.
Good evening, everyone. I have the distinct pleasure to introduce you to our girls' bowling coaches. This is head coach Mike Sayre and assistant coach Katrina Elfring. And I know sometimes we have different sports that kind of get different amounts of media and everything else. And as we all know, we had a great run with our girls' basketball team. But what a lot of people don't realize, unless you follow Milford sports very closely, is really the two sports that have done the best over the last several years is our boys' tennis team and our girls' bowlers. Our girls' bowlers finished fifth in the state last year and fourth in the state this year, so they did even better. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to Coach Sarah to introduce some of the girls and to talk about the team a little bit.
As Mr. Shaner said, this year was a little better than last year. We made it to the finals, to the top four. The team that took us out was from Coldwater, and they went on to win the state title. So that's one plus, is the team that took us out were the state champs. But this group of girls, we have six total here tonight on the varsity squad. Five of them are varsity seniors. We have one that is a freshman. It's been a special group to coach. Coach Alfred has worked with the girls mostly over the past couple years and that. With that being said, I'll actually let her go ahead and introduce the girls.
First up is Emily Kosnick. She is a senior. Courtney Merrill. She is also a senior. Savannah Franasek, also a senior. Rebecca Mefford, also a senior. Hannah Leader, also a senior. And Colleen Leader, my freshman.
Just to add on a little bit more, this year we had three girls on the PTC first team all-conference. It was Emily Krosnick, Hannah Leiter, and Courtney Merrill. We had one on second team, which was Rebecca Mefford, and two honorable mention. In addition to that, Hannah Leiter finished 10th in state, was second team all Ohio. Courtney Merrill was in the top 15. She also received honorable mention, all Ohio. And our next goal before we let these seniors go, as long as we get okay and everything, is to hopefully be able to take this group down to Nationals, down to Nashville, Tennessee, to take on some of the best in the nation.
Great group of girls as well, definitely. Anthony, you want to come on up, bud?
I'm going to move right into the students.
All right. And then for the high school student of the month, I have with me, this is senior Anthony Floor. You know, Anthony is such a great young man, great ambassador to the high school, but one of the things I really like about Anthony is He's one of those young men who I never have to worry about him being in the right place and doing the right thing. And, you know, over the last few years with our career tech, because Anthony is involved in the engineering program over at Wadsworth, you know, we've kind of allowed our students within the compact to do some different things like drive themselves. They don't have to take the bus. And we've given them a lot more independence. We've given them a lot more leeway to kind of make sure that we leave it up to them to be where they're supposed to be and do what they're supposed to do. And I never have to worry about that with Anthony. He's such a great kid. On top of that, he actually pulled off the double of both being in National Honor Society and National Career Tech Honor Society, which is pretty rare. A lot of times when we hear about career tech, I know many in the room are you know, my age and older and things like that. When we think about career tech, we don't think about, so I'm going to kind of do a career tech plug here for a second, but there's so many programs that we offer at Norton and Barberton and Wadsworth and Copley that are high-level programs. I know a lot of times through the years we think of maybe vocational programs. We think of, you know, things like auto and cosmetology and all of those, and they are all great. But what we don't realize is that there are a lot of programs like the advancement to nursing. There's Cisco security systems and all those sorts of things, as well as the engineering program that you're in and all the neat things you guys do with, I don't know, 3D printers and all this other kind of jazz that you guys do. And it's really neat to be able to see what they can do and what they can accomplish. And Anthony, what he plans on doing in any kind of, because he has no spare time. I mean, he's on the cross-country team, track team, boys bowling team as well as he has a job and everything else. But he plans on continuing his education at either John Carroll or Youngstown State with their engineering program. So we wish you the best of luck. You have under 2 months to go until you're out the door, so it's hard to believe, but congratulations, Jay. Thank you.
Mr. Sack.
Hey, we're here tonight to recognize Thomas Wright. Thomas is a kindergartner, who you'll hear about here in a minute, who's just a fun-loving boy with a great heart. And there's so many of them on there at Grill. They just like to play and have a good time, but also just know exactly what others need. He plays them first. So Ms. Yagi is here to present tonight. Tell us a little bit more about Thomas, please.
Okay, sure. Hi, I'm Mrs. Yagi, kindergarten teacher at Grill Elementary. I'm thrilled to be here tonight to share with you a very special student in my class. At first glance, Thomas Wright is an active student who loves interaction with his peers. His energy is endless and his personality is beaming. Tommy is the first student in line for recess and the one who gets back in line looking like you played the hardest at recess. When you get to know Tommy, it's easy to realize there is more to him than the energetic student you see on the surface. He cares tremendously about his schoolwork. He is the first student to raise his hand to answer a question or to ask for clarification. Tommy makes a great effort every day to give his all to focusing on his schoolwork and striving to do his very best. Although I am extremely proud of Tommy for his perseverance he demonstrates every day, Tommy even goes above and beyond that. Tommy has a quality that not many young students have, and it's very hard, even impossible sometimes, to teach. He truly cares about others more than himself. At any point in the school day, he can be seen helping a friend, encouraging others, getting something for someone, checking in with a student to make sure they are okay, making people laugh, or telling students and staff to have a good day. In the lunch line, Tommy spends more time getting things for his peers than he does worrying about what's on his own tray. He goes through the line, and he not only thanks the lunch staff, but asks them about their day, wishes them a Merry Christmas, a Happy Valentine's Day, or even just a nice weekend. If I'm holding my lunch tray, which I do often these days, he is right on my heels with a fork and a straw for me. Tommy doesn't complain, he just cares. He doesn't argue, he just encourages. He doesn't ask for recognition. I'm pregnant, so I cry a lot too. He doesn't ask for recognition. He just looks for the good in others. Thank you, Tommy, for putting a smile on his face every day.
If I don't need to try them, because I could turn them off.
We're going to try the lights.
Hold on.
They feel like that. See, I knew I'd do the wrong one. There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
50-50.
I'm like, I thought something was going on.
Probably because of that.
I'm primary tonight. It's my honor to have Eliza Stone.
It is.
One of our fourth graders, but her mom is Mrs. Stone. So any of you that know her, Mrs. Stone is just such a pleasure to work with. So it's no surprise that her daughter was who the fourth grade team decided on. They came to me, they're like, can we please do Eliza? I'm like, yes, you can do Eliza. So Miss Witt is new this year. She's going to speak it, and so is Miss Campbell.
Our team meets every Wednesday morning to discuss matters like Student of the Month. And since we share the children's time pretty much equally between the three of us, Mrs. Stone, Ms. Witt, and myself, we just sit around and kind of throw out names, and usually there's one that kind of comes to the surface. Well, we knew that Mrs. Stone wasn't going to go for it, so we waited for her to leave, and we said, there's only one choice, and it has to be Eliza. And so Ms. Witt and I, we just agreed that there wasn't anyone else that deserved it more than Liza. So it was a surprise to Mom and everybody else and Eliza, but she truly is one of a kind. She's our little shining star.
Okay, and I've had the pleasure of teaching her language arts all school year, and what truly stuck out to her as a candidate is her hard work, her drive, and her positive, bubbly personality every day. Things aren't always easy, and so when she isn't easy, she works extra hard to make sure she does the best, truly understands what she's supposed to understand. And she does that with her own, for herself. Doesn't have to go to Mom. It's her own drive that makes her want to achieve and be successful. So we just absolutely love that about her. And then as we were talking about her today to figure out exactly what we wanted to make sure we made the point of for Eliza is, despite her being teeny in size and stature, she definitely is not that when it comes to drive and spirit. So that's why we appreciate you.
And I also have to say, she probably has the most precious heart of loving other people. We have some special needs kiddos in our school, and Eliza has been good friends with them, and they have lunch together every day and have for years. So that's just very special to me that she loves her peers the way she does. So Eliza, we're very proud of you, student.
Thank
Mrs. Oliveri.
Okay, we decided this time for our Student of the Month to choose a third grader. And when I had said to the staff, you know, I need a third grader, Mrs. Dietz was the first one to come to me and say, you know what, I think I have the perfect student. And I said, okay, tell me about it. You know, what do you think? And she said some things, and it didn't take much to sway the staff's opinion. Michael is new to Cornerstone this year. He's new to Norton, as a matter of fact. And when I first met him, very quiet, very reserved, much like you see right here, didn't say a whole lot, didn't really even want to make eye contact, just kind of wanted to do his thing and kind of be left alone. But since then, I think we have seen a tremendous amount of growth in Michael since he started with us in August, and he will carry on a conversation, he'll greet you, hi, how are you? And Mrs. Dietz is his teacher for language arts and math, and so she has a few more things she'd like to add.
Since coming to Cornerstone at the beginning of the school year, Michael has worked hard, and his hard work is paying off. He has made great gains in spelling and reading. He has already read 2,500 minutes this year. Our goal for the end of the year was 3,000, so he's far and above the highest in my class. Michael's always has his homework completed on time and is willing to help anyone in our room, in his homeroom, all of us teachers. He's a great help. He's my sports guy. So every Monday morning, he comes in and gives me the lowdown on the sports scores. So if I missed him, he has them, and he has them, and he's right every time. And so I enjoy having those kind of conversations with him. We found something to connect to. He's a pleasure to have in our class, and he's an asset to Cornerstone Elementary.
Yep. So, Michael, I'd like to present you with your certificate for Student of the Month.
Mrs. Gerber.
This month from the middle school, we have Michael Chu that is our Student of the Month. Michael Green representing the 8th grade and the middle school. Michael, throughout his 4 years at the middle school, has always had academic high scores, honor roll, merit roll. He's on the National Junior Honor Society that we have at the middle school. He participates in sports. He participates in the related arts, so he's very, very well-rounded. When I went to make a phone call to his parents, we've had 3 Michael Greens in school at one time. And his mother always references his middle initial so we stop confusing them. So I had to make sure I had the right Michael Green when I made the phone call, and I did. And Mr. Godley is here to share a little bit more about Michael in the classroom.
How about the privilege of having Michael all year in American history? And when you go around the middle school, if you ask anybody that's had Michael, the one thing that pops out almost every time is, great kid, good kid, good kid, good manners, good kid. And just everybody says generally the same thing. Because he is. The first couple months I had him, I don't think I've ever heard thank you and please so much in my life. And it's just, it's nice at the 8th grade level to kind of get that. But he's got those manners that just show his true spirit and his true passion. He has an absolute love for sports, watching, and playing. Just got done with wrestling season. And even though we might not agree on who's going to win the NCAA tournament, we have fun with our conversations on sports in and out of the classroom. In academics-wise, he's a great kid that works hard in my classroom. He's a leader in groups. A lot of times I'll see Michael oftentimes helping other kids in the groups. Even if they're not in a group, oftentimes Michael will be kind of helping somebody out who's struggling. And you don't always see that in every 8th grade kid, that passion for just helping and that compassion for other people. And that's something that I'd say to you, Michael, just keep that going, because that's awesome, and that's a true blessing to have in our school and around the community. Michael, like I said, works hard to keep his academics up, always has a snack of pretzels pretty much every day. Sometimes I wish he'd share them a little bit more with me, but he's always got that snack that he brings in and gets that kind of brain food ready, because when class gets rolling, basically, he's there participating, he's there helping. Anything I need, I know Michael's kind of a go-to guy. So I'd like to once again congratulate Michael and congratulate the family. Thank you, and let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you, I'm going to add comments before public participation. I want to recognize one of our community partners here in the Norton community. We have worked with Norton Library over a couple of things over the year. We know that they were a partner for Unmasking the Monster earlier this year. Well, the Norton Library wrote a grant last year and called us on the phone, the middle school on the phone, and said, Mrs. Gerber, we have written this $5,000 grant we would like to share with the middle school. And they said, we're going to invite an author in to speak to the students. She named Lori Drakovich. Named several authors and said, I'd like to pursue them and pay their honorarium with this money. Would you be interested? Of course you'd be interested. So last year's Newbery Award winner, which is the outstanding author in young adolescent literature, his name is Kwame Alexander, she went after the top banana. She said, let's go after the big guns. He agreed to come to Norton to speak. So on February 23rd of this year, in a race to get the auditorium done, where we thought we could feature Mr. Alexander, the auditorium came together and he spoke to 600 middle school students, and they walked the path, 60 degrees on that day, we were so thankful. They walked the new path, walked around to the football field, stayed on the sidewalk, walked into the auditorium, and Mr. Shaner was greeting them at the door, and if you just saw 600 kids walking across, it was like they were coming out of the field. The $5,000 honorarium not only paid for 600 middle school kids to hear Kwame Alexander, but they also offered a program to the high school. So then the high schoolers as an incentive were allowed to attend and hear him also. Barnes & Noble was there, sold over 150 books that he sat and autographed for each of our students that wanted them. Medina teachers took an in-service day, their district let them, to come and hear him as professional development. So it was just, he writes a blend between sports and poetry, as odd as that sounds. So he's got the girls with the poetry, he's got the boys with the sports, and you put it together, and it was a phenomenal presentation. In judging the presentation, as the teachers and the kids stood in line getting their books autographed, you know, I saw Mr. Dobbins with his stack of books. I saw Mr. Miller with his stack of books. I saw Mr. Pettit with his stack of books. So once you've roped in all those male teachers and they're all buying the books, you know the presentation was well received. So I wanted to recognize Norton Library, that they are such a good partner for us. They provide opportunities at no cost to the district for our kids, and I just wanted to thank them publicly.
You love your meeting?
I can, if you'd like.
Before everybody leaves?
Sure. Was it Tuesday? We had our first levy meeting. I don't know if everyone's aware, but we have a renewal levy on the ballot for May 2nd. It's a permanent improvement levy. The important thing to emphasize is that this is not a new tax. So we were very excited. We had a large group of individuals here to help us. We have our next meeting on Monday, the 27th, thank you. And I'm suggesting that we start at 5. There seems to be a conflict with another meeting starting at 6. So since all the administrators are here and so many of you were at the levy meeting, does that work better for most people? Yes? Okay. All right. So 5 o'clock next Monday in the Panther Room will be our next meeting. Our signs are in, so we are taking sign locations. We need to get that out. We will have, hopefully, flyers available later this week for people to pass out. What am I missing? I don't know, Stephanie, do you want to explain a little bit about what the PI money goes for, what it's used for?
Well, just to stress, as Jennifer said, it's permanent improvements. It's nothing that goes for salaries of any of our employees. It's strictly for those items that have a five-year life or longer. In the past, we've used it for buses, for technology. If you go through the new high school, we purchased all the computers in the new high school. Any of the computers that are here, we have a replacement plan that they're replaced every 5 years. We've used it to redo this room. If anybody can remember what it used to look like with the orangey yellow carpet and the rows and stacks of books. The secure entrance here, we're working on the secure entrance at the elementary school. Fixes parking lots, roofs. The snow plows so that we can get the roads nice and clean so the kids can come and not have snow days. Am I missing large items?
It was passed in 1982.
That was it was originally, thank you. 1982 was the first time that it was put on the ballot. It was passed, and every year since then, or every 5 years, it's a five-year renewal, we've passed it since then. It's something that it really does, it goes to keep our buildings in decent shape, attesting to the fact that we moved. You know, we're still using our buildings. We built the new high school, but we're still able to use the middle school, and we're still able to use the primary, and then what's going to be the elementary school, because it's been taken care of. We use that money for stuff like that. So it's really important that we're able to keep maintaining our buildings and taking care of them and purchasing the large items that we need. It doesn't come out of our general fund. It's totally separate. It has nothing to do with salaries or benefits or anything like that. Strictly permanent improvement stuff.
And there's one other thing that I would like to add. You know, with passing a levy, it takes a lot of money to purchase signs and pay for flyers and things like that. So if anyone is interested in donating $10, $5, whatever, checks can be made out to Norton Levy Committee. They can be mailed to Post Office Box 1323, Norton, Ohio. Or you can, you know, give a donation. Cindy will collect it. I'll collect it here tonight. So thank you. And please help spread the word. This is very important that we don't lose this levy, that it's renewed on May 2nd. We have to tell people to get out and vote.
Some real world examples of things that we're doing right now with
PI thanks,
money.
Jake.
That's why I was kind of like, well, I got pictures pulled up. Well, I will say I'll
here,
add,
you do the lights. Oh.
Needing to replace technology, this computer has been, the reason I had it over there, it's been struggling the whole time. I'm trying to pull up, just pulling up some pictures off the web. So that PI money is very important of keeping the technology moving throughout the district. But this is, this used to be the locker rooms at the middle school. So if you were ever in there, there were two boys and girls locker rooms. So you're looking from the area that's going to be a classroom right now. The other side of that, it's kind of hard to get a good picture because it's kind of long and skinny, but the other side of that, about from the caution tape over will be part of the new office. This site has a conference room, a clinic, a couple areas like that. Let's see how I can, it's computer struggling. So here's another view of it, which would be now we're looking basically in the opposite direction. I'm standing about inside of where the clinic would be. To the left-hand side, there was a classroom right there when you walk in. Where you're walking in the building is by the music room. There'll be a secure entrance with a vestibule there. So people will have to enter very similar to the high school, very similar to what we have here. So this is all PI dollars doing this, creating a nice secure entrance so the elementary kids don't have to, you know, or parents have to enter in, and like the middle school, walk up those steps. The office will be right there located in that area. Another thing that we're going to do, which is actually, let's try and, on the board agenda for tonight, as we emptied out that middle school, they were dealing with these floors for a while, but you know, you kind of do something like that when you're living in a building. We're looking to replace a whole bunch of the floor tiles in about 17 classrooms. There's about 17 classrooms that kind of look like this. You can ask Ellen. Grades 1 and 2 are in there today, and I think they're very happy that we're talking about doing this project and voting on it tonight. But if you look underneath, these are 9x9 tiles. Little fact for you. If you walk in anywhere and they have 9x9 tiles, not 12x12s, pretty much every single time, the glue that they use to put those down contains asbestos. So in order for us to remove them, clean the floor off, and put new tiles down, we have to do an abatement project. And with the building being completely empty right now and having the ability, because there's a whole process to doing abatement project. You just can't go in and spend like a day. You have to like close the building off for several weeks while it's going on afterwards to do like an air clearance to make sure they come in and test it and do all that. So now's the perfect time to do that. So we do have something on the agenda tonight to go into basically almost all the remaining classrooms in that building to be able to get them off, as well as we're going to have to replace these. If you walk in there, the floors kind of crunch, which is not a good sign. I'm going to get that. And you can just hear it because the glue's starting to separate. So whether we do it now or do it later, it's going to have to happen in the next couple years. And now is just a good time to take care of that. Here's another example. And here's another example. You can just kind of see as you look diagonal across that floor, tiles starting to peel up. This one we actually had a little water leak in. The abatement contractors will be happy because it'll be easier to get the tiles off. But we have the floors are not in great shape, but that's where this PI money goes to putting new floors in. And we're going to hopefully do this the right way, which is get all the tiles up, get it all grinded down, get all that old glue off, and we will be able to go with new tile from there. So these are just a couple examples of PI projects that we have going right now and why this money is so important.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, I know there's a lot going on in the district tonight with the All-Star Game and choir concert, so we'll take a quick recess. Congratulate the Students of the Month, and those who wish to leave can do so. Thank you. All right, we'll be back in session under item 3, public participation. We don't have anybody who signed up. Does anybody wish to speak? Seeing none, item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item 5, board business. Item A, can I have a motion to approve Dana Addis, the superintendent, for a 3-year administrative contract effective August 1st, 2017 through July 31st, 2020?
Second.
I'll start the discussion if I could. He is not here. He is with his students in Spain. So he wishes that he could be here. but that trip was already planned. So we will have a reception. The board is going to work together and have a welcoming reception for him so that the community and staff and everyone who wishes to meet with him at a later time, we will discuss that as a board and work with him so that everybody will have an opportunity to meet with Mr. Addis. Any further discussion?
I think it was a good process. I mean, we had the ESD assisting us who did a phenomenal job. We received over 40 applications for the position. The ESC narrowed it down, and I see Steve in the back. I think, you know, you deserve a round of applause because you did a great job. The field down to, or they interviewed, I should say, 12 candidates and then narrowed the field down to 6. We spent 2 nights interviewing 3 on one night and 3 on another night and called back 2 candidates, and the board came to a unanimous agreement that Mr. Addis was the best choice with input from administration, staff, and the community. And I think the process worked very well. And another thing I would want to emphasize is that the ESC services did not cost the district any money, with the exception of their expenses. So I think it was a win-win situation for us in going through the process and using them. And like I said, Steve, you did a great job. Thank you.
And I would reiterate that this is probably the best the board has ever worked together. And when she said unanimous, it was unanimous. So thank you for those comments. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, item B, can I have a motion to approve the following policy updates, February 2017, items 1 through 22?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under the minutes, can I have a motion to approve the, under A, regular meeting minutes, February 27, 2017, attachment W?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under the approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve items B through G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 7, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve items A through C?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, and terminations items under items A, 1 through 4?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Superintendent's Recommendations, items B, can I have a motion to approve the following administrative contracts, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Under personnel, item C, can I have a motion to approve the following stipend and supplemental positions, items C through E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items? F through K.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Superintendent's reports.
I do have a couple of things I'd like to say. First of all, again, congratulations to the girls' basketball team, sectional champs, district champs, league champs, and played very well in the regionals. And again, to the girls' bowling team. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Addis as the new superintendent and say to the board what I've said in the past, if there's anything I can do to assist in the transition, please let me know. We have two new contracts for administrators this evening. Carolyn Slorat has been with us, both of them have been with us for a period of years. And let me first of all say, Carolyn has done a tremendous job as our school nurse and coordinates that part of the district. And I have grown to respect her over the years that we've worked together. And I appreciate the opportunity to have her continue to work here in North City Schools. Mrs. Oliveri has demonstrated over a period of time great skills not only in the classroom, but her time as an administrator. She's certainly been outstanding. She will serve the district extremely well as curriculum director, so I congratulate both of you for this. That's all I have.
Any more administrator comments?
I guess I'll start with that in order. Showed a little bit already the pictures of the projects we've got going on. Starting to ramp up on planning the elementary move. Met with grades 1 and 2 teachers tonight, got a long day already. And just kind of showed them their rooms and got them a feel. We're starting to talk to them about what furniture they're going to want in there, and meeting with grades 3 and 4 tomorrow. And we're doing it a little earlier than we planned on it because now we have an abatement project that, you know, is going to close that building down for a little while. When I add in on the other side, I had a good opportunity to go down to the state wrestling tournament. Brett Baker from the high school was down there and represented the district very well, placed 7th. And you know, he was in a tough weight class and a tough division. It was good to watch him wrestle.
I think first, congratulations to the student of the month. I'm looking forward to working with Mr. Addis. You know, I can also say I'm looking forward to working with Carolyn and Amy, continuing down that path that we've built that relationship with one another. Best wishes to Lowell Weber. You know, he has been a phenomenal paraprofessional on our buses. You know, on that bus at 6 o'clock in the morning, one of the last ones to come in. So, you know, congratulations to him on his retirement. And also wanted to let the board know, April 28th, Morgan City School is going to participate in the Family Engagement Recognition Ceremony of the Galaxy. So I just want to let you know that I'll be out there with our parent resource specialists, showcasing the district on our family engagement activities.
And I would add that we have two administrators not here this evening. Mrs. Hrchek is ill and went home, and Mrs. Wagler is actually doing double duty this evening. She's passing out flyers and stuff to the levy and attending the choir concert. So that's why she's not here.
I like that our athletic director's here. It seems like you got a lot going on. Is there anything that you would like to say with all your success, the student success there?
Just wanted to reiterate what's already been stated. It's been a wonderful winter sports season as far as the way the things kind of wrapped up with the girls basketball team, girls bowling team. Had a state place where they're in wrestling. So like I said, all our winter sports really had a lot of success there that way. And looking forward to getting started with spring sports here. Believe it or not, we're about another week and a half away from the start of most of our spring sports.
Good. Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, I would say congratulations to the students of the month. That's always so exciting. One of our high school students, our senior Haley Green, her brother received the student of the month. She also received, or won, she didn't receive it, first place at the marketing for DECA. I don't know what DECA stands for. If somebody could explain that, that would be great. It's a vocational, or it's not vocational. What, it's Ryan?
It's a Copley program. It's a program that extends up through Copley. It's the business and marketing program. I probably should know what DECA stands for, but I don't.
It's their state affiliation that they use for the career tech program. She takes marketing. She went Saturday. She tested for that, and she knew when she left there on Saturday that she was in the top 10. Well, she was in the cotillion that night representing Norton, and while she was at the cotillion, she found out that she received first place. So she received a trophy that, if you know Haley, was probably pretty much as tall as Haley. It looked that way in the picture anyway. So congratulations to her. That's a remarkable thing for our district. It doesn't really come across as our district because she goes to Copley, but she does represent Norton very well. So congratulations to her. And then all the winter sports, it's so exciting to see all of that happening. And Amy, congratulations to you. You won't appreciate it later when we have a budget to deal with, but congratulations. And to Mrs. Gibson, who is retiring. She's been here for, I'm going to say 96 or 97 maybe. She began working here as an aide, I believe, and moved to a secretarial position. So congratulations to her. That's an exciting time to be able to retire and move along.
Good. Mrs. Bennett.
Congratulations to the students of the month. A lot of positive things going on in the district, especially with girls bowling, the girls basketball team, Brett Baker in wrestling. And I want to emphasize, you know, the grant with the Norton Library. I mean, that's pretty significant to get a Newbery writer to our district to come speak. So a big thank you to them for pursuing that and including our district in it. And congratulations to Mrs. Oliveri and Mrs. Storad on your positions, and to Mrs. Gibson in her retirement. So that's all I have.
Mr. Ng?
Congratulations to Students of the Month, and obviously the girls' basketball, bowling. And one thing I was kind of interested in, I talked to Coach Tankson, he's here, I think we talked about a week ago, and I went through the numbers. He said last year he had 61 football players from freshman to JV, the varsity, and this year he's at 97. And that's awesome. I'm pumped because that is good growth. I know I talked to Coach Stass back in January, and I asked Lewis before the meeting. He gave me some numbers I can't remember, but it's so exciting to see that everything is kind of growing, and that's a positive thing. I will say that I was out and about this weekend. I talked to a lot of Norton people. I had a lot of people contact me, and there is real excitement, and I'm just real excited for us. And I would like to say what Jason Sam said also. I'd like to thank the board. We did work really well together. It was a positive experience, and just excited for the future.
Thanks.
Mr. Can I add one thing? Oh, okay. I failed to mention that there were a group of students involved in the superintendent search, and I apologize. One of our students is here. I didn't mean to leave you out, but they did a very nice job.
Yeah, and well dressed. and they got to sit up here. So, Mr. Yule.
Students of the Month, congratulations. As far as all the successes, I'm not going to individually name them, but it's a good time. While winter's usually doom and gloom in Norton, it was bright and sunny. So it's been great to hear all the accomplishments. Wish everybody well. Sounds like the bowling team. Good luck to you guys in building a new team with all the seniors going. So good luck with that. And unfortunately, I wasn't here, and I know the levy's been brought up. I wasn't at the first meeting, and unfortunately I'll miss the next one. But just continued help and assistance with getting that passed would be greatly appreciated. It sounded like we had a great crowd, and hopefully that only grows. We have a lot of good things going. We want to keep that going. So. With that being said, congratulations to the two of you for the contract. Look forward to it. And then to all of the people that retired, congratulations to them. So,
thank you. Mrs. Webble.
Well, congratulations to all the students. Congratulations to Neva Gibson and Will Weber that they're going to be missed, but I know they're embarking on a new part of their life. Congratulations to Haley. She's now heading to Anaheim, California for nationals. So that's an exciting thing for her. And as always, the levy, it's not a tax increase, and we use it to keep up our buildings. So we still have three older buildings in the 50s and 60, well, 50 and 60 years old, so we still need to keep them up. So we appreciate any help on that. That's it.
Thanks. I was excited to see the bowling team, because in high school I was in a bowling league, and on my class ring I shared this. It had bowling on it. So I'll share that publicly, but it was exciting, because although I was in track as well and played other sports, you know, some sports I think sometimes are overlooked, and we can celebrate all of our student achievement through different organizations. It doesn't always have to be sports. There's certain other events that we share through arts and other events, but I'd like to compliment you again. I thought that was kind of neat, something I kind of hold to my heart a little bit. But one of the things too I wanted to thank was Stephanie throughout the process. She was kind of a hidden gem throughout the superintendent search. She made a lot of phone contacts with Summit County ESC, shared a lot of emails, and listened to all of us throughout the process. But most importantly, I want to thank Mr. Dunn for his continued professionalism throughout the process and leading the district through this transition. Let's not forget that we still have a leader here who will be leading throughout the end of his term and his contract, and he has committed himself to lead this district until that and see the process through. So I thank you for that, Mr. Dunn. And you've reiterated that throughout the process. And he continues his updates to this board. He continues to give us information weekly and keep us apprised of everything that goes on in the district. So let's not forget that. So thank you for that process. I appreciate that. And to the board, again, throughout this process, my eyes have been opened through, you know, you may see diversity, you may see some things, you know, in the media, no offense, you know, some things you just don't see. But this board was the best I've ever seen. And I'll compliment everybody throughout that process. You know, it was sometimes hidden behind an executive session, but there were phone calls that were made, there was emails that were exchanged, and a lot of this process with our, you know, different individuals that were here in those meetings, and we saw the community members, those stakeholders, and how in tune they were with this community, and how they wanted to make sure that this process, I've had so many compliments, and I'm sure the other board members have as well, so I want to speak for you individually. But it's a new start sometimes, and it's a way for us to approach this to make sure that at the end of the day, student success is what we're trying to achieve, and we're going to make sure that we do that with the help of all of our staff and administrators. So I just want to thank you again, because my eyes were certainly open through this process. So I want to thank you individually as board members, Mr. Dunn and Stephanie, and our administrative staff, our teachers, everybody that came, the stakeholders and the students. I just want to thank you again, because my eyes were certainly opened. So thank you. And we're not going to be adjourning. We're going to be entering into an executive session. So we have the time.
Yep, 8:29.
So can I have a motion to enter into an executive session to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back in session at 9:41. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you.